We got a lot of them in this country.
Yeah, boy, don't we need them? And aren't we glad we've got them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the stock right now would be in sad shape if we didn't have these ponds.
Gee, what a miserable year we've had.
Gosh, all this man, we haven't had a drop of water around here, and us that used to long, it's pitiful.
Everything's blowing away.
Well, listen, if we don't get any rain, what are we going to do?
Dry up and blow too, I
guess. Just like we did long years ago when we had that drought.
In the 30s.
Ooh-wee, that was the worst ever.
What would you call good, rich, sandy soil?
I don't know.
Is that a loam or a loom?
It would be loam. Uh-huh. Sandy loam. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, the road that came in from your home used to be dirt?
Oh, yes.
What is it
dirt
now?
Dirt road. Now, what?
What, is it still that way?
I suppose it is.
And then, does it hit the solid road up here a ways?
The pavement. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Dirt road. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I have been up that road in 20 years.
It may seem I'm asking some silly questions here. I just wondered if you'd call that pavement or blacktop or cement.
Well, it's blacktop. Oh, this road north of out uh-huh. is here, it's blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It isn't paved.
Mm-hmm.
Blacktop.
What would you call the road that runs from the highway back to your house on the farm?
Well, they used to call them a lane.
Lane?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about the one that runs from the barn out to the pasture?
It's a lane too. Same thing.
And a road that runs off the main road?
Side road.
Mm-hmm. How about the ditch beside a road?
Side ditch.
Mm-hmm. Is that ever called a bar ditch?
Yes, it's called a bar ditch now.
But it was a side ditch.
It used to be called a side ditch.
Mm-hmm. Well, be darned. Mm-hmm. People have told me it's called a bar ditch because they borrow dirt from it.
Mm-hmm. We used to burn the grass off in the spring, don't you know, before time for the other to come up.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd get cans of water and sit along in the side ditch, you know, along the,
mm-hmm.
Down at the end of the cotton rows, the place they farm clear out to the road, mm-hmm. used to, you know, to keep this fire from burning down the fence post and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. They were burning cotton hulls all by the gin over here today.
Oh, they were.
Boy, it looked dangerous to me.
Well, you know it is.
It was up north of the gym.
Uh-huh.
Had a good fire out there. I was turning
A good fire? Now, what's a good fire?
Big one.
You mean a big fire.
No, I did.
Fire's not good, not unless it's controlled. I'm scared of it.
In the winter, huh?
You betcha. Mm-hmm.
Where would you walk if you were walking on the road? Down the middle, or?
Well, let me see. You know, you walk on the right or the left side of the road.
Any special place? Not on the road itself?
No, you don't walk on the road. You walk... Where?
On the shoulder? Bypath?
Yeah, but you'd walk on the shoulder of the road mm-hmm. if you were just walking down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Which side of the road do you walk on? You walk facing the traffic.
Yeah, walk on the left.
Yeah, on the left side of the road facing your traffic.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I remembered that when I was a kid, but now I don't pay any attention at all to it.
Why, sure enough.
You know, you get older and you don't have to worry about these things.
Yeah. As long as you're a kid, you have to worry. Or get tanned.
Yeah.
Tanned real good.
You get older and you get so much more careless.
You sure do it.
Dumber, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Hard-headed.
Well, that happened to me. I'm hoping I can grow out of it. Smart enough.
You think you'll grow up?
When I talk to people that are over their 50s, they seem so darn smart. And here I'm sort of thundering along. It bothers me.
Oh.
I see, if somebody is coming in this direction, I'd say he's coming how in relation to me?
Toward me.
Mm-hmm. If you went downtown and saw an old friend down there, say you didn't intend to meet him, and you just go down there and it just happens, you come home and mm-hmm. somebody says, did you intend to meet him? You'd say, no, I just...
Just happened to meet him.
Mm-hmm. And if a fellow is named George, and let's say his son has a little boy, and they name the boy George, you'd say they named the boy how?
For his granddaddy.
Mm-hmm. Some people would say after his granddaddy.
Mm-hmm.